Police from the Highland Park, Illinois area spoke today about the 21-year-old man in custody and suspected of being the shooter in yesterday's massacre at the 4th of July parade that left 6 people dead, dozens injured, and a community in stunned grief. Here's Sergeant Christopher Covelli of the Lake County Major Crime Task Force speaking about Robert Cremo III at the press conference earlier today.
We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
Patrick Smith, the criminal justice reporter with member station WBEZ, is here with more. Patrick, authorities are sharing details like the suspect dressed himself in women's clothing to blend in with the crowd. What else did police say?
Yes, well, what we know so far, according to police, is that Cremo, the alleged shooter here, purchased the high-powered AR-15 style weapon that he used legally, that he purchased it here in Illinois, somewhere in the area, although they would not give specifics about where exactly he purchased it, and that he had another high-powered rifle in the car with him when he was arrested by police hours after the shooting. As you mentioned, police said that he dressed in women's clothing in an effort, according to them, to hide the long gun that he was carrying with him and also use that to escape after the shooting, blending in with the crowd and sort of with the fleeing people in the chaos that he had allegedly caused, and then walked to his mother's house nearby and borrowed her car to flee, although obviously he was only free for a few more hours after that.
We should mention, you know, he did, the police say, bought his high-powered weapon legally. But assault weapons are banned in Highland Park. Look, elsewhere in the program, we're going to talk with reporter Ben Collins, who did a deep dive into the alleged shooter's horrifying online presence. But what did police say?
I'm sorry, you broke up there, but what police say about the weapon, sorry about that, is that yes, high-powered assault weapons are, assault rifles are banned in Highland Park, where the shooting took place. However, even though Cremo grew up in Highland Park, he actually lived in neighboring Highwood, which we don't know exactly what address he gave because we still don't actually know what gun shop he bought, but he would be allowed to own this weapon in Highwood. He would be allowed to purchase this weapon if using that address in Highwood.
But Patrick, what are police saying about his online presence, which sounds pretty horrifying?
Yes, well, what police say is that they are looking into it, that's part of the investigation they're doing. You know, I know you said you're going to talk to Ben Collins later. There's videos that you know are purportedly posted by him that he reportedly created that show sort of recreating, animating a mass shooting, a school shooting, saying that no one can stop him from doing this. Police have been asked, they were asked at that press conference that I was covering just about an hour and a half ago, whether or not they should have known about this, whether or not there were warnings. They said that they did not, you know, they didn't exactly answer that question, but didn't say they had any sort of early warning about the possibility of this happening. They were a little bit cagey about prior police contact. What the spokesman Covelli said was that there had been some contact at some point in his life, but nothing involving violence, according to them. You know, we've heard reports of teachers and other people raising to his parents that they should be concerned, that there was something concerning here. I haven't spoken to his parents yet. Police said they weren't going to comment on how cooperative they were being or not being in this. But certainly there were warning signs if the right people had seen them that this was a possibility.
That's interesting. And we're expecting charges?
We are expecting charges. I'm expecting them. You know, I can't say for certain, but there's another press conference that's supposed to happen in just a couple hours here where they said there would be an update on.
There would be an update. Yeah, we are expecting, as we wait, maybe we'll get Patrick Smith back. But yes, they are expecting to. There are reports that we should expect some charges in a couple hours. And just a few seconds here, Patrick, you're back. You said they're going to update what they know.
Yes, they're going to give us an update on charges at 3 o'clock. I'm expecting charges to be announced then, although I can't say for certain that will be the case.
Okay, and this is all time where you are. Patrick Smith, criminal justice reporter with member station WBEZ in Chicago, with the latest from Highland Park, Illinois. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you.